Is guacamole a fruit salad?
What is the best milkshake for bringing boys to the yard?
Ostriches are dinosaurs.
Don't piss off old people. New game.
What do you mean it gives you Arby's mouth?
Artisanal muck duck balls.
I think they call that auto fellatio.
I want to high five a shark.
Welcome to Bar Banter. Relax, have a drink with us as we debate the most controversial topics in the world today.
On today's podcast, we finish The Drunk Tank. Rick has already pitched his idea, and now it's time for myself, John, and Drew to give us their ideas. So sit back, relax, have a drink with us as we come up with some really, really dumb but fun ideas.
Who's next? Who wants to pitch the sharks?
I'll go.
Because I'm just aiming at one person in the hopes that the other two might try to invest as well. Patrons, I'm asking for $1 million in 1%
of
in my business. Introducing the Faucet Sense Pro, a cutting-edge device designed to enhance the performance of automatic faucets and ensure reliable.
He's reading it off of a.
Hold on, how many?
He's reading it off of a Google Doc.
Yeah, I wrote this out.
Yeah, he did. Sorry, Travis. No,
it's
wait.
It's 100 million.
Start at the top. Right. Start at the top. You wait. Hold on. You want $1 million?
100
as an investment.
Yeah,
that's $100 million valuation.
$100 million.
And we only get 1%.
Yeah.
Hold on. Okay, let's hear
continue.
Him out.
Start, because start from the top. Start from the top.
Again, because I'm the target. I'm reading. Going one.
Whatever you're reading, start from the top.
I'm going one. No, I don't need to start from the top. Because I'm going $1 for one person. Well, I'm going for one person. It doesn't matter. The money doesn't matter because I'm going for one person. He's going to pay whatever it takes. So I'm going.
Pull it right on my desk right here.
No. It's a.
I'm legitimately so bad at those damn faucets. I never can get them in the first try. It takes two or three. And then I have to check the ones next to me to see if are they working. it's a whole thing.
The Faucet Sense Pro has infrared sensor enhancements. It's equipped with advanced infrared sensor technology that improves the accuracy and range of hand detection. It's got adjustable sensitivity, so users can fine-tune the sensor sensitivity. It's got automatic calibration if you want to go that mode. It's got energy-efficient design, which Faucet Sense Pro is designed with. That's repetitive. I don't know why I wrote that. It's universally compatible in that you could just attach it to any automatic faucet. And it does do some water conservation just to, you know, make it a little bit easier. But it does enhance every automatic water faucet to actually, I don't know, work. Because they're all
terrible. Talking about something a consumer would bring to a public restroom.
It's for businesses. It's for it's for buildings, whatever that word is, to attach to their already terrible automatic faucets that nobody can use.
So you're trying to get businesses to improve their public restrooms.
Yeah, because it's not working. And I mean, a consumer, we could do a consumer line. Why not? But it's just something you just attach to your water faucet that actually, you know, makes it turn on because no one uses them correctly. I never get it on the first try. Rick never gets it on the first try. It's just a way to wash your hands better.
I don't even need a controlling interest. This is a philanthropy event for me. Yep. We need to make the world better.
So to be clear, you're talking about an upgraded automatic sink for public restrooms.
Any restroom.
Yeah, wherever they're used, yes.
Wherever there's an automatic water faucet.
You can
clip it on and it works.
Does it work on toilets? for automatic flushing.
Nope. This is just
never water. We don't care about flushing. I will say, when I go to an automatic toilet and I pee in it and it doesn't automatically flush, I have questions.
I also have questions.
But it's never concerned me. It's never concerned me. Yes. Or when I just back away like 3 inches,
and it flushes.
I do have questions about that.
We're not talking about it.
At the end of the day, not my problem.
This is, you're in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. You're trying to wash your hands.
The ones
you are
Mercedes-Benz
done peeing
suck.
Or pooping. That's or what whatever I'm you're saying. Doing.
Yeah, you go up to wash your hands and you can't get the thing to turn on. And you try this, you try this, you try up, down, sideways, left, right, back, forth. And nothing turns on unless you put your hand on the sensor and then it turns on. And then it's like, I touched something anyway. So this is something that either the business can buy to enhance all of their automatic sensors, or if you want a personal one, we could have a personal line as well. But essentially,
so $100 million company to increase the quality of automatic sensors on public bathroom sinks.
Doesn't have to be public, can be private.
Okay. Who has a private sink that has an automatic sensor?
I mean, technically, if you're at a restaurant, it's a private.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, or a company.
Don't say public.
Get quote unquote public restroom being one that people use when they're not inside their own domicile.
Not at home.
I mean, yeah, you belong to a company. That restroom belongs to the company, not the private bathroom.
Oh. I mean, really, John's the only one who's confused over this. Like, everybody else gets what we're saying.
He's trying to poke holes, and he can't.
I'm not poking holes. I haven't poked any holes. I'm just clarifying.
I understand the frustration.
Poking holes.
But wouldn't...
But I would rather have something.
I don't care what you'd rather have. Would you invest in it?
No.
That's fine. Drew's out. That's fine. John, would you invest in it?
No.
Doesn't matter. Rick, would you invest in it?
Fuck yeah, I would. Yep, I hate those damn faucets.
Got it.
Would you invest in it at that valuation?
It does not frustrate. It does not frustrate me enough to put money into it.
But to,
Drew,
to
I want to burn the damn building down. Like, I have to do a dance and go to 4 different sinks to figure it out.
People I would rather go to the one of the free hand sanitizer
stations. $1 million.
If I spend
1%,
more than,
I mean,
if I spend more than 10 seconds at one
John,
of those
John, I'd
faucets,
sacrifice Travis for that invention. Like,
I would too, but he's not worth $1 million at 1%.
I've seen the altar.
I'm worth at least $1.1 million.
Okay, that's another topic for another day. It's fine.
That's right.
Well, yeah,
that's a lot of money.
Yeah,
I agree. There's a problem to be solved, but wouldn't the manufacturers that are already in that space have way more money than we do.
Better ways to solve it than your hypothetical attachment.
Nope.
No.
That doesn't exist.
Sounds perfect.
That's perfect. I got it. I got my bid. We're good.
Until it doesn't, Rick. What if they put the attachment
John,
on and you still spend
John,
30
I, listen,
seconds trying to find the
three
sensor
three times
button.
A day. I
I'm,
get it.
I'm curb stomping
I
Travis.
I get the problem. 100%.
Exactly.
I am You've with you. There is a problem to be solved. I just don't know if
what okay if it wasn't $1 million at 1%, would you invest it for a different amount?
I agree with the statement that it's silly that the multi-million dollar companies have not solved the problem.
And because
Quick Trip is a multi probably $1 billion company with automatic sinks, and they can't fucking fix their fucking sinks or their fucking towel dispensers. It's stupid.
Nope.
I do agree with you.
That's
I agree
because
with
they the, build it and nobody in that building gives a
the problem, Travis,
about it.
Is that you came in here greedy with an absurd valuation.
It's
not even part of the game though. Like Travis was that in for fun. Like,
Travis, I will counter you. I'll counter you.
Okay.
To invest in this to make something that makes those work better, I'll give you $200,000 in startup money because you haven't actually invented it yet. It doesn't exist.
I have a prototype that doesn't work, but I have a prototype.
Exactly. Which is no better than the sink that already
exists. I think a royalty is coming
and
here, Travis. Be ready for the royalty.
25%.
25 for 200,000? No, I'm out. No, not a shot.
You don't get to say I'm out.
I'm not taking your offer.
You have any sales?
No. I don't need sales.
Do you have any proof of concept that this works in any way, shape, or form?
Absolutely.
None of us do. Although if one of you came prepared with that, then
that's what I'm saying. This is all hypothetical. So
listen, I love the idea. I'm in. Take my money.
I got two.
Okay. It's a problem that needs to be solved.
It needs. Okay. It's an epidemic. It needs to be fixed.
That's
Travis
a fact.
Is going
to
take
regardless
your
of any other
run.
Arguments. That is a pro. Here's take a question: is it a problem that needs to be solved? Everything else is made up.
Call Jeff.
It's a problem that needs to be solved.
Call for Jeff. 1%, Travis is going to, in litigation, take all of that money.
I mean,
to
Rick
take
didn't
the
have
rest
money.
Of the
Rick,
money.
Rick didn't have any valuation associated with his,
problem.
Right? You didn't ask for
Travis
any dollar amount.
To,
you just,
no,
you just brought a solution.
He's just in.
Travis is here to take the money and run.
So take the valuation aside. That's gone.
Yeah,
we
can move on from
me.
That. Like, that's not part of the game. So,
yeah, that's
guys,
dead
we
to
can,
me. I agree that it's a problem that needs to be solved, and I'm in.
Real talk. I don't know when the last time I wore this hoodie was. I just reached into the pocket, and there's a bunch of wood chips. There's no
fingernails.
This is not a bit. There's just wood chips in my hoodie. I don't know why. And there's a lot, and
I find fingernails in my hoodies all the time.
Drew suggested something to be addicted to, and he said picking up pretty rocks, Travis is almost there because picking up
Drew,
chips
did you get that from Kill Tony?
And he will next be.
They're both pockets.
No,
I just
like picking up pretty rocks.
All right, Drew, what is your what's your Shark Tank idea? Let's hear it.
I've been stressing because I have like 7 ideas and I don't know which one to pick.
Oh boy. Dart throw.
I am going to go for the one that best suits me. After our beach trip this last week, I want a full body sunscreen machine. It's kind of like a self-tanning machine where they do the spray tan, but you just go and it's available at hotels or the entrances to popular beaches or whatever. You go in, you raise your arms up, you pay $3, $3 to $5, I think. Yeah. And you get to pick the SPF. It can be low, like if you're trying to tan and you just want like some nice like coconut oil coating, or it can be up to like the 75 SPF, which doesn't actually work. But you just want to be fully coated in sunscreen and not have to deal with either rubbing it on your body or spraying it on your body and keeping the bottles around. But I put in my dollars, I press a button, I choose the SPF, and it just completely sprays my entire body in sunscreen in 10 seconds.
Okay, so it's a spray tan booth, but with sunscreen. Okay.
And it's at the beach. Like when you go there, you walk onto the sand from your condo or whatever.
No, or the walkway. Like,
or a hotel. The lobby of the hotel. Yeah. I mean, outside, obviously, because that would be
anywhere
messy.
From room to beach. You just walk into a booth, press a button. Whoosh, whoosh.
Yeah, you forgot to bring your sunscreen. Here's the sunscreen booth. Go get sunscreened up. It'll hit your entire body at once. Probably I would design it so that it doesn't hit like your hair and face. And even on the side of it, you could have the one where it just dispenses a little bit so you can hit the face and the sensitive areas.
He said that.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
I'm a little concerned because I believe you actually have there's a proponent of sunscreen where you actually have to rub it in. Right, like just spraying it on isn't gonna do anything.
No, I've never rubbed it in. That's false advertising.
I don't know, but I don't use sunscreen a lot, so I don't know.
That's what the bottle says. You are correct. But
yeah. So there's an element of like actually getting it into the skin. If you just like spray it on, it's more likely to just wash off.
False.
So I agree that's false. I mean, it does say it. But I've never done it.
I mean, it would adhere to your body better. But if you're in a booth that literally,
I mean, there's some like what's it called? Like,
well, so let's attach a specific problem
error or whatever.
It's more. It would be more beneficial than if I were just trying to spray on my back and I couldn't rub in the spots.
You don't have to have a second.
So I still have the same problem if I'm doing it or the machine is doing it. Assuming you're solo.
So, and this is my understanding. Going against what Travis said, this is my opinion. the, because I only really use the spray bottles nowadays. I'm about as pale as can fucking be, and I spray it on, and when I spray it on, like,
you
my
did make
feet
it 3 days,
and yeah, I only got a little tiny bit on my
you look great, Drew, look
upper
great.
Torso. I don't have a problem as long as you let it set and you let it dry before going in the water, which it already recommends on the bottles. You're good, but it wasn't, I didn't rub it in. I just sprayed it on and I let it set.
Rub it in.
I don't hate the idea. I think if you advertised it and you marketed it as a back, it's specifically for the back, places you can't reach, I'd be for it. With the option,
why not go for the whole body?
Because
no, I mean, yeah, but you still can. But I think that's your selling point.
Yeah, your option. You have tiers. So the first tier is your back only. The second tier is full body versus just an all out full body. Because I'm gonna want.
So what you're saying is you're interested.
My curiosity is peak. I'm not willing to invest yet, but I'm. Personally, I'm not a big sunscreen fan just because I don't like the way it feels. There's no other reason behind it. I just don't like sunscreen. So
it doesn't necessarily speak to me, yes. But I agree for the need, and I think it would work.
But does that take out the opportunity of some random guy coming up and like, oh, can you, put some sunscreen.
Travis, when have you ever been at a beach?
I mean, it does.
That's happened.
But I think that would add to the appeal of the item.
Yeah, I feel like
not
that's
necessarily
a
from my perspective.
For me is not
like I would vandalize them on the beach
to rub sunscreen on my back.
I meant for a man to approach a lady.
No, it does. But I think that adds to the appeal,
which is also creepy and something you should
also do. If you're in South Beach, Miami, I don't think that's the target market. I think target market is like Destin or Myrtle Beach or wherever there's families that has kids and like grown adults who don't.
You got kids. My kids will not get in that booth at all.
Dude, okay. Well, okay. Case by case, I guess. So I'm super interested. Because I'm fair skinned, my wife is fair skinned, my kids are fair skinned. Like, we go through like three bottles of sunscreen a day when we go to, yeah, it's terrible. We go through so much sunscreen on every vacation. The only issue I have is the liability, right? So, is there something where you have to sign a waiver or some sort of that where you say, hey, we're not protecting you from skin cancer, right? We're not protecting you from a sunburn. You can't come back and sue us if you wake up tomorrow sunburned because you fucked up the stupid turn around or whatever. Like, if you're an idiot, you don't know how to maneuver this.
Yeah, I
is
mean,
there
that's
some kind of liability to this?
That's
I think that
you're protected because
the bottle of sunscreen I have literally maybe about 4 feet from me has multiple disclaimers on it about if you don't use this product correctly or blah blah blah. If I'm creating a machine,
but your machine is being sold as a failsafe, right? It's
no,
like,
it's
hey,
no,
we're
no,
better
no, no,
at
no,
this
no, it's
than
not.
You
my,
are.
No, no, no. My machine is being created as a. You don't want to put sunscreen on yourself and buy it yourself. This is an alternative. This is an alternative measure for.
How much does it cost? How much if I put my 6-year-old in there to put sunscreen on his torso and legs? What's it cost?
Yeah, he threw out $3, but I think
he'd
tailor it.
I'm gonna cap it at 5 per session, and
per
that's
day,
a
per session.
Per session, that's it's like the photo booth at Six Flags, or the even. Oh, I even forgot. This is a very small anecdote. I went to Six Flags not too long ago. And after one of the water rides, there's a machine at Six Flags where you can walk in, put $5 in, and it will dry you off.
Ooh.
It has infrared and like heat and like wind, like fan blasters, and it will dry you off. But you have to pay $5 for it. So this is not a necessity. I'm not saying don't do your regular sunscreen machine or your sunscreen routine. This is an alternative product which can give you the same results as putting sunscreen
on
yourself.
Drew, personally, I don't think I would use it. However, I think the market for, I think your margins are going to be there. You, because your initial cost is going to be the booth, and then the rest of it is essentially refilling sunscreen, which is absurdly cheap and is, you know,
it's like owning a vending. It's like owning a vending.
It's basically a vending machine at the beach.
Yep.
And beaches are already overpriced, and so the markup for this vending machine, you're saying $5, that might be a, for a, I don't want to say low end hotel. No.
I honestly think $5 is a little just on average for the high ends.
I'm thinking high end, for the high end hotel, for like a Ritz,
easily like
10-15 bucks, and you can get that to work.
That's base model. If you want to go for the high end resorts, you go, you can add some bronzer in there.
Right.
Oh yeah.
And then price changes based on the SPS level.
You know, there's
it's not necessarily a problem you're solving, like an epidemic kind of thing, but it's a niche that people will.
It's an upgrade for people who are already spending money.
Yes.
On luxury, which is the beach vacation, right? And if you're spending whatever, a couple hundred to a couple thousand on a beach vacation, gotta spend an extra $20 to $30 to either sunscreen yourself and not to worry about it, or to sunscreen your kids and make it fun, or just give them the stuff and do it. Either way.
Yeah, on the whole, once you reach the beach, you no longer care about prices. Like, you've just accepted the fact you're swiping your credit card all week, except for like if you're planning like your dinner, you know, like, okay, we're not going to five.
Sunscreen's not expensive. So it's like, okay, so instead of spending $10, I'm spending $30 to not have to carry sunscreen. How to think about it. In 2 hours, I'll set a timer. In 2 hours, I'm going to run up there and
And I think that's more of it too. Like, once you know, like, if, because you have the beach bag, right? Like, once you realize that, like, oh, I don't need to take up valuable space for my pre-made sandwiches that I make for some reason and last me all week, they can fit more sandwiches and I don't have to bring down.
Let's talk about meal prep.
Leftovers.
The other thing you could, and if you make it like a smart booth for your patrons, you could say, hey, it's been 2 hours, you need to reapply. Come back.
It's like it's like a parking app. You've lasted 2 hours. You got 30 minutes left.
One less thing that you have to worry about at the beach. That's one less thing you have to carry in your bag. It's one less thing you have to.
All right. So I'm in. Rick,
I'm in.
Rick. Okay.
Hey, Drew.
That's our first sweep.
Has John went?
He hasn't gone yet.
I'm in. No, I haven't gone, but I'm in. I don't want to go. That's the best idea I've ever heard.
No, you got to pitch something.
Okay.
If you
wait, before John, before you pitch, is anyone else worried that
you
Rick
want me to go pee?
No. Is anyone else worried Rick is just going to get kidnapped? Because all I can see is his face.
And it's so red.
Think maybe a shoulder.
I actually think the dark background makes him look real sexy right now.
I'm not saying
he's
always
sexy, but why is his face so red?
But I'm saying I'm afraid because I can't see anything else. Like a hand or a face is just going to appear right here. And just like chloroform him and just
Rick, there's a wolf.
Rick, there's a wolf.
There's a wolf. There's a wolf.
She's not here.
Where is Alex?
Where's she's at? My parents.
Oh.
Going to get her tomorrow.
It's a wolf husky mix. Mostly husky.
And for legal purposes, it's a Siberian husky. Because the state of Georgia does not allow hybrid mixes.
Rick is not a Native American.
What?
Cannot legally own.
Right.
Plug it in.
The vet says it's a Siberian husky. Who knows more than me? So
that's all that matters. Rick, do you know? I was looking through ideas, and as soon as I was like, I essentially just searched first world problems, and soon as I saw like people can't. Use fossils like that's it. I got Rick. I'm done. I don't need anything else. I got Rick. I'm here. That's my pitch. I'm done.
Are you ready for one fun service someone sent me today as an idea?
Yeah, absolutely. Before John goes,
honorable mention.
So they're a nurse and they're a hospice nurse. Ooh. And they basically were like, old people tend to have memory issues. And so we need to create a pineapple party planning company to where we take coats at the door, maybe do cleanup, offer nursing help if your heart is not up to standard for sexual activities. Hold the keys, maybe. You know.
What are you, a cop?
A
lot of those people got money to spend.
Defined up to.
And they don't want to give it to their kids, so I get that.
Right.
I would have
said earlier, a soft intro counts, right?
Lol. All right, John.
Wait, was he done? That was it?
Yeah. That was just an anecdote aside. John, what's your pitch? What you got for the drunk tank?
For the drunk tank. Okay. I want everyone to go back in time to their college days. To where we're bar hopping. Maybe some of us are still bar hopping. Maybe some of us aren't. Go back to your regular multiple nights a week. You're going from bar to bar. You can't decide which one to go to. Even as adults, right? You don't know where to go because you don't want to ruin the night by going to a dud, right? The best way to know about what bar you're going to is knowing who the bartender is. For whatever reasons you have, that's not up to me. That's up to you. Who is a bartender? Is it a friend? Is it a lady you're trying to put the moves on? Is it someone you've never met before and you like strangers and you're looking for good conversation? What is it? Okay, well, with this invention, you can determine which bar you're going to based on the bartender. And it's an app called Barkeep. Okay? Oh. So Barkeep allows you to see who is the bartender at any bar in town.
Is this essentially Rate My Professor, but a bartender kind of thing?
Correct. Yep, okay. That's it. So bartenders can register themselves. They're the only ones who are allowed to do it. The restaurant can't do it. The users can't do it. It's only bartenders. And they can say, hey, I'm working right now at this bar. And you can see who's working at certain bars. So you can go, hey, I'm looking for an attractive lady. Or my buddy, I want to see if he's working or not. Because there's nothing worse than saying, hey, where am I going to go? I want to go see my friend. Oh, he's not working tonight. Or any alternative to that, right? So Barkeep is an app that lets you see who is working at what bar when.
I'm out. We select our bars for different reasons, apparently.
I told you to look back in the past.
I did.
So what did you select your bars on, Rick?
Well, it's probably a bad example because Dawsonville had all of three bars at the time. And so we just cycled the three bars and mostly went to Johnny B's because I mentioned earlier wings.
So in college, you picked your bars based on wings?
Yeah, it had 20 wings and a 32 Natty Light for like $2. So yeah.
I'll be right there.
We based it on deals.
You are correct. We did decide our bars.
I don't care who the bartender is. If you can give me 20 wings at a 32 ounce, I'm there.
Yeah, I think you're going to have a problem with your market because unless that turns into a social media app.
It is a social media app.
Where the bartenders can gain a following, basically, and can lock out creeps.
Do bartenders care about creeps or do they make a shit ton of money off of creeps?
No, they do.
It depends on the creep.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right. You can block a certain user if they're like a stalker. Creeps can make you a shit ton of money.
No, right. I mean, but I think that's Travis's point. It's up to the end user to determine which creep I am blocking, which creep I am not.
If there's a feature there that says I can
end user
block
meaning
someone,
the bartender.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Correct.
If the bartender can block
someone. Like if there's a problem. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm asking clarifying questions because if I do, because I think the idea has some grounds to it. I definitely want to know when my favorite bartender is bartending. That is a thing.
Just while you're on that topic, that would prevent you from going to a bar if your favorite bartender wasn't there.
So two scenarios. If you're a bachelor who's looking for a nice scenery while watching football all day, you can go and see if I don't want to go watch football with a dude bartending all day. Or if you're a 35-year-old married man and you want to see some bartenders that you're familiar with who are some friends, you want to see who's bartending. So you will decide where you're going based who is on bartending. For whatever your reason is, that's not my business.
So odd. Specifically the bartender, not the general population. So like if it's Rick, 70 men and one girl bartender, I would go there versus a guy bartender and more girls go to the atmosphere.
Well, no. So like me, right? So I'm married with two kids. I would pick a bartender that I'm familiar with, guy or girl, don't care. Someone that I know is good. If I know they're working today, I'm going to go there. Versus if I'm going to Chili's and, oh, I've never seen that person before, I might pick one place versus another depending on who is there.
Rick, can I? Chili. Can I? Yeah, can
it's,
I?
No, it's not. No,
John, I got this. I got this. I look at it as if you like someone who cuts your hair.
Well, I mean, I get. Right. So I get like. I guess
like you. It, hey, is so and so here today? No. Okay. I'm either gonna like go anyway, like, or I'm gonna go somewhere else. Versus so like, yes, I'm gonna go.
I guess I get your original point. Like your original point was bar hopping. So like, if we're deciding between two bars, and like, yeah, I understand that. I guess like if you like both places equally, and then the deciding factor is the bartender. Okay, like I get it, but it's just
see. I disagree. Okay. I think the potential in the app is not for the end user necessarily. It's for the bartender where they can.
Well, they know that they can build a credibility.
No, no, it's I don't care about credibility. They can build a following, right? I can build a base of people. It is Instagram, but specifically for bartenders. So you can get people to follow your bartending account.
Instagram does that just as well.
Yeah, but it's Instagram. So
no, it doesn't.
It's Exchangeagram.
It does.
Exchangeagram.
Bring the internship back into this.
Give me Instagram for bartenders where it's just bartending content in one silo where I can create a bartending following and people can come see my bartending if they follow me.
Well, it's
maybe this is a question of ignorance.
I don't think it's so.
I don't have Instagram.
If me and Rick are friends,
you're not.
If me and Rick are,
I'm going to text you and tell you I'm working. I'm going to say come see me.
Well, no. We're not bartenders. We're friends going out to drink.
We're going. Hey, okay.
We get this night one night a month, right? Okay. Hey, we've got everything lined up. We're going out tonight. Where are we going? Well, I don't know. Let's see who's working tonight. Oh, this girl or this guy.
That doesn't even factor into my. It's not based
off
who's working.
So if you had to choose between a guy or a girl, again, it doesn't matter.
Irrelevant.
So a bartender at this restaurant or bar is working, and I know, and they're going to be great. They're going to give us drinks. They're going to be fun. We're going to get to talk to them all night. Or we're going to go to this place. The places are equally good, right? Hooters versus Buffalo Wild Wing. They're equally good. Right. That's another conversation. No. I understand. Equally different conversation.
We know what you mean. Go ahead.
But the places are great. The food's great. The atmosphere is fine. It's all fine. But my friend is working here. This person I've ever met is working here. We're gonna go here.
But you're saying friend, and if it's a friend,
any qualification that you determine.
Yeah.
Well, if you're 21, you're looking for a hot girl, or if you're 35 and you're looking for a buddy, either
it's
one.
It's just like it just, seems it feels like you're trying to make a bartender dating app where I'm specifically
yes.
And I know that's not what you're trying to do. That's just what I'm taking away
that's kind of the vibe.
Okay. Well, like most things, that's where it's going to gravitate to.
No, I,
right?
I understand
like
what
things,
you're.
It's gonna
I understand what you're
get
saying.
Sexualized, and you're going to go, oh, there's a hot chick working at Hooters, so I'm going to go there.
Yeah, but again,
that's never happened.
I've never gone to Hooters because I wanted to see hot chicks.
Have you ever gone to a restaurant or bar because you know the bartender?
I have their
number.
Well, yeah, right. Because I talked to them after multiple times of being at the bar, and I was like, hey.
Well, you're talking about a personal friend.
Yeah.
You're talking about a bartender or waitress or whatever that you're familiar with.
I have
and you know
I have
what
casual
quality
bartender
of service you're
going
to get.
If I am going out and I want to go to a place, I'm like, hey, are you working tonight? And they're like, no, but hey, Johnny is, and he'll take care of you.
Well, who the hell is Johnny?
Who cares?
Some do, but I like the bar and I like their cocktails. Like it's
right.
Cocktails are the same wherever you go. Come on.
Well, then what's the point of the app?
Whoa.
Beer's the same.
We're not talking about cocktails. We're talking about bartenders. We're talking about casual once a month or bar hopping college kids.
I think we're talking about completely different things. Yeah. Wait, let me just say my piece.
Go.
Even in my 20s, when I was bar hopping in Nashville and was part of the scene, I didn't need an app or Instagram. I would talk to people and say, hey, you like this place? Yeah, this guy's cool. He bartends there. I would go there. I'd talk to the person. I'd sit there, have a couple of drinks.
What if that guy wasn't there?
I'd still go.
I would still go because I value the
And what if the guy that was there when you went there was lame?
I wouldn't care because it's about the place. I'm not there to talk to the bartender.
I mean, it's both. If I go there,
if the bartender's a zero, the place is a zero.
Hold on. Shut the fuck up. If I go there and I love that place and the bartender that I have that night is a piece of shit, I'm texting my friend who told me to go there that night and be like, it's a word of mouth thing. At the end of the day, it's word of mouth, and I don't need an app to do it for me. That's a social investment for me. I'm not talking about like Chili's or, you know, Buffalo Wild Wings or whatever. Yeah, I may have some friends who work there. I have some cool people that I know, and maybe I'll go there when they're working. But if I'm going out and I'm having drinks and I really want to have a good time, I'll just text a person who I know in the industry and just be like, hey, is so-and-so working tonight? Yes, no, okay. I'm still probably going to go there because it's going to be, you know, either 5 minutes from my house or...
I agree, because if you're going out to Nashville or Buckhead or anywhere and you're just bar hopping, get hammered and fucked up, then yeah, who cares, right? But if... in the situation you described where you say, hey, is someone working? No, but so-and-so is, and you go, and that person is zero, that night is lost. So if this is a rare occasion for you, if this is a rare occasion for you...
If the bartender makes or breaks my night, I'm going for the wrong reasons.
Okay, then my argument is so what's your reason, right? So if your reason is just to go and get fucked up and have a night out on the town, you're right. But if your reason is, this is my one night in however long, a weekend or a month or whatever, then it could make or break you, because if the bartender sucks, your night is lost. Because your reason's not to go out and get hammered. It's to go out and have fun with your friends. And if the bartender sucks, it's going to ruin your night. Like, if I have one night a month to go out with you guys.
It does not. No, it really, honestly, you have a skeptical look on your face. It really doesn't. If I'm going out with my friends,
yeah,
people I've known for a really long time, if I'm not having a good time with them,
and the bartender's trash,
yeah, absolutely, I have a good time with them regardless of whatever is going on. If the food is terrible, if the server is terrible, if the restaurant is terrible, yeah, that may be a bad point in the night, but then we just go on to the next place, or we go back to somebody's house and play a board game.
What if there is no next
there's
place?
There's so many.
Okay, then there's not. To Drew's point, like, the bad bartender is not going to ruin my time with my friends.
Yeah, they're not the. I understand where you're coming from, like the aspect of the bartender kind of owning the space, especially in high end cocktail bars.
I'm talking the other end.
I know. But even
TGI Fridays on Barrett Parkway.
Even dive bars. I was at NRT today. I was at North River Tavern today, and that is the diviest of the fucking dive bars that you can go to.
North River Tavern.
I fucking hate that place, and it's one of my accounts.
Is it because of the bartender?
I hope it's because of all of it. Actually, the bartender is awesome for reasons I won't put on the podcast. But like, yeah, it's the people I have with me. It's the attitude I take going into it of, hey, I get the chance to actually be amongst people who I really like spending time with. I'm gonna be drinking no matter what. If I'm at a place like a dive bar like North River Tavern, I'm not asking for a fucking Boulevardier or an Old Fashioned. I want a whiskey and Coke or something like that, or a beer. If you fuck that up, that's more detrimental to the night than anything else.
I'm talking about the, and I'm agreeing with all you guys, because we're all going to vote with Drew anyway, because the sunscreen idea is fucking genius. But again, on the lower end, if you go to TGI Fridays and you order a beer and it takes 15 minutes to get your beer,
That might not be the bartender's fault.
I don't need an app to tell me, hey, I'm going to go visit
that's just general restaurant experience.
TGI Fridays.
And I'm not trying to make friends with the bartender when she's working. TGI Fridays.
In general, it's so much fun. In general, I don't dislike the idea. I dislike the way you're coming at it.
Drew, would you come at it if it was a social media app for the bartenders to promote themselves and have a way to gain a following, kind of like an Instagram for bartenders or a Facebook
if
for
it
bartenders?
Didn't already exist it's on Instagram, and I follow so many bartenders, individual bartenders, not just restaurants, individual bartenders on Instagram. So I think it's already been made.
Or Pinterest, if that's your
I'm
flavor.
Just saying it's a better idea
even,
than John.
Even so. Facebook or again, like word of mouth. Like I think that industry in general is so word of mouth and just like, hey, text me if you're working, or I'll text you if I'm coming Tuesday.
I think social media has grown to this point, like where you don't need it if you're in that world. My idea is like, again, if the four of us were like, hey, let's get together in November one night, and then that night we decide, hey, where are we going to go? Okay, well, let's see who's working tonight at which bar, because whatever bar or restaurant we go to, we're going to post up at, right? We're going to be there all night. We're going to be there for 6 hours watching football. That's it. And again, we can have another discussion about food, right? But Hooters, Buffalo Wild Wings, Chili's, Applebee's, TGI Fridays, whatever, whichever restaurant, right? If we know this bartender or server at any of these restaurants, we're going to pick that place because we know they're going to take care of us. We know they're going to pay attention to us, and we know we're going to get good service. I will pick that over a superior food or setup or whatever.
My problem, my main sticking point with what you just said is I agree you could use it as a tiebreaker, but it's never the first option. Because as you just said, we're watching football all day. Like you decide the vibe or the
atmosphere. But every one of those places has 20 TVs.
No.
No, but you've decided to go to a place with 20 TVs. What if we want to go to a place that has zero TVs because we want to have an intimate vibe just
the
four of us?
Well, that's between us, right? That's not between, the bartender. That's between us.
That's
we've all agreed we're going out to watch football or whatever.
That's right.
So then that's my point, though. In either scenario, the bartender
doesn't factor
into it.
It's right. It's the third.
It's the tiebreaker. Like sure, third, like if you want to
correct, if I, correct. The if ultimate I go criteria is what are we going out for?
Right,
if I go out to watch football all day and I happen to have a great server, awesome. Right. If I happen to know them, even better.
But if what is it if we're going out to watch football all day? Here are all our options, and here are the bartenders at all of those options.
Right. That's Rick's point. Is that it's the second.
I mean, even
third,
in that scenario, it would be like, yeah, second, third. It's not it's the. It's so the, far
it,
down.
It would be
low.
It doesn't matter.
Low on the criteria for me.
It would right. be it, first. The, it would first wait. Restaurant type, weight, location.
Weight.
Right.
Well, hey, Rick, weight is part of the app. I don't know if you saw that or not.
Well, you didn't mention that until just now, so meant, I didn't know
they,
that.
Their weight. They have
the
to put
no, the weight
it.
For the table.
He knew what you meant. He knew what you meant. He was making a joke. It was a bad joke, but he was making a joke. I got
I
to John.
I miss it.
I understand. Yeah. I can see.
Yeah. John.
I will not fight to do that on this.
She weighed 165 pounds.
I'm in.
Yeah. Wait, what? Fine. What? That's what he meant by weight.
Right there it is. It. And we're back.
Okay. So to recap real quick, our Shark Tank ideas were.
Drunk Tank.
Our Drunk Tank ideas, and I might just generalize them, is the sauce glove, the auto sink.
I like it even more with
the auto sink with an eye McKay.
the full body sunscreen and the barkeep. Rick had one vote. I had two votes. Drew had three. John, I don't think
Drew swept.
Any.
John had one. I mean,
I don't think any. Nope. No one was willing.
Other
to
Other people voting.
Yeah, other people might vote.
Yeah, no, seriously, Drew, that's one of the best ideas I've ever heard of. The auto sunscreen at a beach. I mean,
I'm gonna make it copyright.
Take my money, dude. Like,
if I'm
take
coming
my
at
money.
This
I'm
as
in.
An investor and like a way to like make some quick cash, yeah, I'm in.
Yeah,
as a way to like solve an actual
national
problem,
epidemic,
I'm not going.
Skin cancer is a real thing.
As a consumer, Drew can take my money, which means as an investor, Drew can take my money.
Yeah, that's what we just said. Yeah,
the bartender we found on John's app is telling us that it's the last call. We're going to do something a little different. I have basically words that I need you to try, words or phrases or acronyms that I need you to try to guess and determine what they actually mean. Some are just words that exist and are rarely used. Some might be Gen Z words that we may not know because we're old as fuck. So just kind of like... just kind of like yell at me, raise your hand, whatever you want to do. I'll try to look up and see who goes first. So first word, can you tell me the definition of the word pandiculation? Try to come up with what it means.
Are we going in a round?
Nope. Just first person to determine what it might be. Might mean.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Can
you use it in a dirty sentence?
I like it, Rick.
This morning,
yeah, he did.
All right, I'm gonna go, Rick. Yeah. Rick's chiming in.
Rick, go for it.
Pandiculation is when you go to the sink and there's that mound of pans and pots, and you say, "Look at this pandiculation."
I like that.
I
like that a lot.
I really like that. This could be a recurring segment.
John, Drew, do you guys have a guess? Pandiculation.
Pandiculation.
Something to do with pets.
Oh, I kind of like that too. I think pandiculation is when there's a lot of people who speak a bunch of different languages around you.
I appreciate that answer.
You can't understand anything that they're saying.
That is a...
it's like the United Nations, yes, of what the fuck is going on.
None of you guys were close.
Pandiculation.
Drew, I see your answer. I see the thought process. Rick, I see the thought process. John, I don't get it.
I like Rick's.
But everyone is.
I don't even remember my answer, to be honest.
I understand something that it's about not pets, right? But it should be.
Everyone was equally far away because the answer is the act of stretching and yawning when you wake up in the morning, often accompanied by
satisfying
groan. Yeah,
you're describing my dog.
You just said pet.
I nailed
it. Doesn't count.
Like it's like the downward dog or the
interesting
downward what?
The cat stretch.
Oh, that's two.
Yeah, but you just said pets. That doesn't count. Next word, again, well, Lyra poop.
That's when a dog poops.
Lyra poop.
A Lyra, however you even say the word, is oops, when your electronic item does the freeze or stall. It is a scientific phrase used to recycle the feed and continue displaying whatever.
Drew, do you want to give it a guess? You don't have to. You can abstain.
No, I mean, I want to give it a go.
Yeah, give it a Lyra poop.
Yeah.
Give it an old-fashioned Lyra poop.
Like in a city when the entire power grid goes out at once for no reason, that's a Lyra poop. The power grid just Lyra pooped.
I like that a lot.
Drew, in fact, you are incredibly wrong. It's a ludicrous or a ludicrous or giddy person often used in a humorous or teasing manner.
Now I want to look it up.
Next word is a mumpsimus. It's a person. I'll give you that. It's a person is a type of mumpsimus.
I'm abstaining from this one.
That's okay.
mumpsimus.
Drew, John, you guys got something?
I'm gonna go with something a mumpsimus. Like a court jester.
Ooh.
But more famous for like mumbling, like not being as like super coherent.
John?
Yeah, I was in the same world. Something with the mime. The mime is a person, like, I don't know.
Drew, you're actually in...
Terribly wrong.
No.
In the universe.
There is a Venn diagram out there where
A Venn diagram where this actually you're right there. Like some Venn diagram, not most Venn diagrams, some Venn diagram.
I don't know why, but my first thought was Mumford and Sons.
It's a stubborn person who insists on holding on to an erroneous belief or way of doing something, even in the face of clear evidence to the contrary.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, again, there's a Venn diagram where there's an overlap.
It touches.
Yeah.
It touches.
Next word is sealoquent. Sealoquent. Sealoquent.
Seal or Thiel?
C. It's spelled S-I-A-L-O.
Okay, C.
Q-U-E-N-T. Sealoquent. Any ideas?
It actually, it's a word that has merged together over the years. And it started as seal a low point, and it's a shipping term, and you use it to patch.
I like this.
The hole in a boat, and it's become
and just over time, just through people slurring it, it's become seal. Okay.
It's like southern slang.
Yes, yeah, there you go.
More like sailor slang.
Maybe like
someone who slurs a little bit. Yeah.
Rick, I like that, and I'll take a bit of a turn on it. Sealoquent is...
It's a type of person, by the way.
Oh, well. Samsonite.
Is it a mermaid?
No. It's the person on old-timey ships that would ask seals for direction. They were sealoquent. They knew how to read and talk to and listen to seal sounds. And hear what they were saying about, you know, upcoming icebergs and obstructions and that kind of thing. So they were called the sealoquent.
Okay. John, do you have any idea?
Mermaid.
Okay.
Well done, Drew.
I was trying to. I was giving some minor hints without giving it away. It is someone who talks with an excessive spitting, usually unintentionally while speaking.
Ooh, there's a little bit of onomatopoeia.
Can we go back to would you rather's?
Nope. Well, so,
I really like this one.
Yeah. So we're gonna switch. That was the first four. The next five are going to be slang terms from we'll call them Gen Z.
From the 2000s, baby.
No, we're gonna say 2020s. These are recent terms, recent-ish. What does the acronym IJBOL stand for?
Is this one we all pretend not to know?
We don't know. That's because we're all old as fuck.
Interns just be only laughing.
Ooh, that's probably close.
That's not. I'll give you like since no one has points yet, I'm going to say that's maybe a...
I feel like that's like, a very...
That's a fourth
very
of 90s,
a point. A very 90s answer to... A 2020 question.
That's a fourth of a point. Rick, John.
I just.
That's
ooh,
I just.
There it is.
I just.
Burst it out laughing.
Rick
not
got
interns,
it.
Combine
Rick
them.
Just got it. I just burst out laughing. Point goes to Rick.
Well, I mean, I can
really. That's a slang term people are using.
Otherwise known as LOL. Fucking.
It's the new LOL.
When did LOL get?
You boomer. Who uses LOL?
Right? Fuck off.
Every day.
This next one,
every day.
This is not even an acronym. It's just a shortened version of a phrase, basically. But it's ASL. Not to be confused with age, sex, language.
Location?
Location. No, it's not that. It's a new version of ASL.
Not American Sign Language. I'm gonna
also.
God damn it, Rick! That was the one I was thinking of.
Are you super lame?
Nope. Uh-huh. It's not. It's not actually an acronym. So just ASL.
What's that, an acronym?
Yeah, it's age, sex, location, but it.
It's not.
It
I'm
means,
saying
it means
ASL
where are
in this
right
case.
Now.
In this case, ASL is not an acronym. Don't look at it as an acronym. Don't break it up into separate letters for words. It's ASL is just a shortened version of a phrase.
ASL.
That's closer.
I would take how. I would take that.
I like ASL. That's not it. It's a shortened version of as hell.
That's what I said.
No, you said asshole. Don't.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I don't like it. They're doing abbreviations wrong.
You're right. It's not an abbreviation. It's just a shortened form of a phrase.
We're old, bro. We're old.
Yeah,
remember back in the AIM days. Where
remember ASL back in BRB. We're real simple, real to the point. But what does beat your face mean?
Oh yeah.
What does that mean in the military, Rick?
Do push-ups.
Yes. Militarily, that is do push-ups. But in we'll say it Gen Z.
I mean, I would.
What does beat your
I
face
would say mean? Like my natural reaction is probably wrong to like beat them, but
it's not about beating anyone or hitting anyone.
Is it sexual in nature?
It is not sexual in nature. Beat your face.
Your face.
Eat a lot? I don't know.
Nope.
I'd like
John is probably beating his face with that sandwich right now. Right. I'm using that term wrong, but that looked like a way to beat your face.
This is my gut reaction, is it has something to do with like the hustle.
Nope.
Your daily.
Wait, are we still on ASL?
No, we're on beat your face.
Beat your face. Where are you?
Yeah, beat your face. I thought it was the answer. Is that a question?
Yeah. What does beat your face mean?
Are you super drunk right now?
Yeah, he is. He's eating a sandwich on live television. We're streaming right now, John.
Streaming
to be recorded to be edited later.
If a Gen Z person comes up to you and says, "What does beat your face mean?" What are they referring
I mean,
to?
Probably something super inappropriate.
Nope.
Is it something funny? Did I already say that?
Nope.
Yeah, I got you. I got you. Oh,
your daily grind or something, like you're beating your face against
like you're
the
laughing
wall.
Too hard. And so, I don't know.
It's to apply makeup to your face, beating your face.
That sounds terrible. Why would you do that to yourself?
Beating my face. I was trying to give it away. I'm trying to give a little subtle hint.
Why would
you tapping your face made us think.
I said subtle. I didn't say give it away. Give it away.
That wasn't even a subtle hit because the phrase was beat your face, and then you started beating your face. So I could have said tapping your face with a pin, like
which was closer than.
You're right. You're right.
Okay, these next two, I'm hoping someone will get a point on these next two. What does hits different mean?
It's just.
John
is just really good.
It's really like good. above average,
right?
Above average,
like that's Buffalo Wild Wings compared to Hooters.
I ate that and it hits different. Like it I don't know how to describe it. It just is. It's better.
It's debatable.
Higher quality.
I'm gonna give that one to Drew because he had the most succinct answer. Guys, what does rent free mean?
Oh, you live rent free in my head.
I mean, you just use the word in the sentence, so that doesn't count.
There's nothing else that takes the space of that thing.
Yeah, it's an experience that you want.
It takes priority over anything else.
Nope.
I've left such an impression on you that you can't stop thinking about me. I have wounded you at a certain level.
Well, no, not wounded. Like I watched something or imprinted, saw a movie, listened to a song. And that stays with
we're
me
just
forever.
We're just taking it from different angles.
I'm gonna give you stays with me because it's about constantly thinking about something.
In a positive light, though.
Not necessarily.
Doesn't have to be positive.
No, because I've only ever seen it used
in general. Oh, really?
Doesn't have to be positive.
I've never seen it. Interesting. I've only really ever seen it positive.
I've only ever seen it in a sports situation. Like Trae Young lives rent-free in Knicks fans' heads.
No, Taylor Swift has lived rent-free in my head for like a month.
Yeah, you could use it either positive or negative, but to say it's only one, I would disagree. Being someone who doesn't really use it.
I'm going to give that one to
I agree with that.
Okay, we're going back to random definitions.
We all got it, so.
I'm making the executive decision to give it to you.
I mean, I'm not mad.
I'm gonna butcher these last two. These are just definitions of weird words that I can't pronounce very well. Nudies terrasson. Nudies terrasson.
I don't think we're allowed to say what that means.
It's my final final form.
You'll have to do an extra ad read.
It's when I get, I mean, it's when I get nudius terraformer.
Can you A, spell it out for me, Travis?
Yeah, and B, it's use it in a sentence. It's N-U-D.
Rick got nudius terraform.
I-U-S-T-E-R-T-I-A-N.
Probably some sort of like nautical sailor term.
Nautical sailor term. It's not that. I mean, sailors may have used it, but I don't think it's specific to nautical, so I'm not going to give you that.
Oh, yeah, I give up. I don't know. I'm just rambling at this point.
I mean, obviously, I want to use it in a nudist colony.
Mm.
Some sort of way, but I don't think it has anything to do with that.
John, do you have an idea? Do you want to venture a guess for nudius
terraformer? I think it's probably super, super inappropriate. No, I'll say it.
None of these have been inappropriate, so that's not a good route to think. I'm picking things specifically that sound inappropriate that really aren't.
Well, that's why I don't want to say it.
But it's not. So think of something that's not.
Is it like a new invention, like Barkeep?
It's not.
Is that what you're going to name your app?
That's what I named it.
All right, Travis, let me think.
Yeah,
about
what
it.
Is it?
Tarion, I want to think like Earth.
Yeah, it's Tarison. Tarsian. Or, well, that's how I pronounce it.
That's dinosaur related.
It's Tertian.
Yeah, so Tarion.
Dinosaur related, like, for sure.
Or Tertian, like, maybe.
Tertian.
So, maybe like, third? Tertian.
It's not third. But it does have to do with counting, technically.
It's when you wake up on the third day of a bender and know that you've done some really terrible things.
I liked it, I guess, but
so you have to take the rest. So you have to take the rest of the day to really get back to who you are.
So the hangover is a nudius terraison.
No, it's the specific feeling. When you wake up after,
I got it.
3 days of drinking hard.
Yeah, I like it.
And regret everything, or don't remember everything, and you're just like, I gotta rethink everything about myself.
Point to Drew.
Nudius terraform.
It's actually, again, if we're going Venn diagram,
Nudius Sherson.
If we're going Venn diagram, there's a Venn diagram out there, but it's pertaining. Yeah.
That's all I ever want is to be on the...
On a Venn diagram.
The smallest point where the Venn diagram...
It's pertaining to the day before yesterday. Again, back to when you were sober or back to, like... Yeah, I could...
Okay.
There's a Venn diagram out there where your answer actually works. The last one. We're going to do one more. Weird word definition. It's... Tintinabulation. What is tintinabulation?
Tintin.
If Rick goes back to his Latin classes, there is a
ooh, Rumio est in culina.
That's the title of the episode.
Please make that the cold open.
Speaking of, has anyone seen
Rick? How much Latin do you remember? And can you?
We know three phrases: Rubio est in culina, Ancilla est in culina, Rubio est in Ancilla. Those were the only three we were.
Cut that out! Oh my god, Mr. Kanzer, if you ever listen to this,
it's the
feeling of euphoria that people get at a sporting event when you get a 10 and then a 10 and then there's jubilation.
Stop before the 10-10 and you actually might be on the Venn diagram if you stop before the 10-10.
Oh, okay. People, euphoria.
but if you say the whole thing before the 10-10, you're on the Venn diagram. You're on a Venn diagram.
Hey, I'm on a Venn diagram.
So I feel like, tabulation or tabla is either counting or like written word ish or something like written down or counted. I have no idea what Tintin is. I got nothing for this one.
John, venture a guess.
I think it's you're afraid of the loud clanging of noises.
I'm gonna give that one actually
to John, regardless of whether or not he actually looked it up or not.
I didn't. I've been sandwiching.
You have ten been sandwiching.
Cans, like, 10 cans.
Not bum, 10 bum, cans, bum, but... What is it? Is it tinnitus or tinnitus or whatever is like a ringing in your ears?
Tinnitus.
Yeah, tinnitus. It's the ring. So tinnitabulation is a ringing sound of bells. So I'm going to give that one to John.
Thank you.
So with that, that concludes our last call because I don't have any more things to ask you guys. John, do you want to talk about your sandwich you're eating? You want to pitch your sandwich?
Did you pre-make it?
See, what's worse is it doesn't even look like a pre-made sandwich. Like, it looks like one of those Quick Trip sandwiches that you bought.
100%. It wasn't even
meal prep. Did you get it from Quick Trip? Was it in plastic?
I bought it at Publix 3 days ago, and the sell-by date was yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that's another topic. We'll have you on for that topic.
It's great. Mm-hmm. It tastes really good. And I love you all.
I like that. That's a great...
Ben, I miss you.
Ben, I thought you said Dan.
Who's Ben?
I don't know who Ben is.
Danny. I miss you too, Danny. There you go. I miss all you guys. I'm a big fan.
I don't even like Danny.
Big fan. Number one fan. Super fan.
Super fan. Guys, this was a long episode. It's almost midnight. I loved it. It was great. This might be a two-parter. We'll see.
Back.
Hey, John. I guess I'm going to thank you for joining. It's been a long time coming. But, like, we'll have you on at another point.
Yeah, another year.
Yeah, in another year. We'll have you back on September 27th next year, for sure.
Mark it down.
Love you all.
It's going to happen.
I'll put in
follow us. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Facebook. Our audience is probably old enough to where you can follow us on Facebook. Follow us probably. On
I follow
YouTube.
Us
on that's the other one. Follow us on YouTube.
I gotta pee again.
If you, that's fine, John. I love you too.
So
if you want to support the podcast, there's a link in the description that
like
will
John does.
Allow you to actually donate to our bar tab, where we can either buy alcohol or buy, I don't know, equipment to make the podcast a little bit better. You can donate, or you don't have to. It's up to you. But at the end of the day, just remember that this is our podcast. And you're just along for the ride.